JJ, can you hear us okay on your end? That's a thumbs up. Okay, I have, no, I have 559. One second.
I'll start.
No. No problem. And I do have 6 o'clock now, so we'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the pledge, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
Bolt?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Jeffy? Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here.
And we have quorum with all councilors present. Do I have a single motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
So we're going to go with Steve and the second with Danielle. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first item is the consent agenda. I believe we have one item to separate.
Yes.
Item 13.
Yes.
1 through 12. Are there any other items for separate consideration?
Make a motion to approve items 1 through 12.
Second.
I have the motion from Fran and the second from, we'll do Millie, to approve consent agenda items 1 through 12. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 1 through 12. 13, Danielle.
Yeah, so my question, I know that Kyle is not here, but my question is about the fluoride sample. I know we had talked pre-pandemic about our fluoridation levels in the water, and we had talked about potentially getting a different pump in for the well so that we could optimize our fluoride levels, because we have like a 1.4 fluoride level that is pulled out through reverse osmosis, and so it was about 0.5. We'd like to see it at 0.7. So I was wondering if Kyle could report out what our fluoridation level is for our drinking water and if there has been any progress on fixing that pump.
And I thought he had done some groundwork on that, and either Sally has that information, or I think that Sally could make sure Kyle gets that information to council.
That would be great, because I think there's still opportunities with Delta Dental for about a $25,000 grant to help support some of that work so we can get that fluoridation level up. So I was just curious about where we're sitting.
Perfect. Are you good with that directive for follow-up?
Yeah, please. That'd be great. Thanks, Sally.
Any other discussion under item 13, department reports?
Second.
Motion from Millie and second from Danielle to approve item 13. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That will take care of the consent agenda, and we'll pull Kelsey up for claims and financials.
Wow.
I did not get any questions ahead of time. Were there any questions
asked? Any questions for Kelsey on claims?
Second.
I have the motion from Millie and the second from Steve. All those in favor of approving claims, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move to the financial report.
All right. This is the September 2021 financial report. Total treasury cash and investments have increased from the end of August by $432,017. That gives us a September month end balance of $6,193,650. After 3 months of operations, we are behind budget for revenue in the following funds: the general fund by $481,672 due to our lack of property tax revenue and our local option sales tax, and the water fund by $58,403 due to transfers and charges for services. We're ahead of budget for revenue in the airport fund by $49,755 due to fuel sales, the road use fund by $43,358 due to road use taxes, the sewer fund by $16,004 due to charges for services, and lastly, the sanitation fund by $17,018 due to charges for services. After 3 months of operations, our expenses are under budget for all funds with the exception of general, airport, and sanitation funds. The common theme in most funds is that we're over budget due to our work comp installments and general insurance. In addition to the insurance expenses, the following line items are currently over budget. In the general fund, we're over budget for seasonal work, payments to outside entities. The airport fund, we're over budget for fuel, grounds maintenance, other contractual services and vehicle operations, water plant for utilities, operational equipment repair, tech services and heavy equipment, the sewer plant for tech services, vehicle and operational equipment repair, sewer collection for equipment, and finally the sanitation for other contractual services. We're pretty on budget and on pace where we have for previous fiscal years. So
are there any questions for Kelsey on the financial report for September?
Yeah, where do we stand with Main Street?
They have paid they're all paid up for October.
Other questions for Kelsey?
Make a motion to approve the financial reports.
I have the motion from Fran and the second from Steve to approve the financial report. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Can we please get buttons?
Kelsey.
Yeah.
Well, I like the enthusiasm, but it is becoming a thing in stereo.
Wow, like efficient.
Our next item on the agenda is a special presentation. I have an appointment to make. I am recommending for council confirmation appointment for Shelley Croats to the Historic Preservation Commission. Shelley applied and sent her application to the chair, Brian Kendall. She is an application developer for the University of Iowa. She's new to the community, but this is an area of interest. Shelley was invited to attend via Zoom, but it is just a few minutes after six, so she might not have known how efficient we were. I would have invited her to introduce herself, but in lieu of that, I would look for council confirmation of this appointment.
Motion to approve Shelley Kurtz to the Historic Preservation Commission.
Thank you, Danielle, for the motion, and that's Millie with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll continue forward. Our next item is presentation from the public. This is the time for anyone that signed up to speak. As a reminder, out of respect for public guests and council, I use a timer and politely ask to wrap up at 3 minutes if you haven't. Public comment is a time for council to listen to the public, but it's not the appropriate time for debate, workshop, exchanges, never a time for foul language or personal attacks or any yelling. We continue to succeed with this, but I have to do the ground rules often. We also accommodate virtual attendees to give public comment. So with that being said, let's go with who signed up first.
Mr. Singleton.
Mr. Singleton, and if you would still, when you come up, if you would introduce yourself and for the benefit of those that might not know you, and the floor is yours.
My name is Bernard Singleton. I live down in 724 Product Court. In our neighborhood, we had a family move in. What I consider a lot of unnecessary trash. What that means is it moved in, all kinds of construction vehicles. Summary tractor. Right now he's got a enclosed trailer hooked up behind it. And he parks that in his driveway. The nose of the tractor sticks out into the street 3 to 4 feet. He's got a recreational vehicle, which is about a 28-footer, probably 11-foot tall, sitting in the driveway. He did have a great big, it was probably the same size as my recreational trailer. It was a straight truck with sides on it. I haven't seen that around for a while because one day, all of a sudden, on its own, it rolled out into the street. Across the street, not behind his own mailbox. He also has a cube van, and he's got a lot of construction materials. He's using his garage for the warehouse. He's got his business is moving and setting up mobile homes. He's got axles, rig hubs, blocks, lumber. Sometimes tires, not all the time, but at various times, laying all around, and just a regular ugly eyesore. It looks like Sanford and Son junkyard. Now, that's my opinion. Now, I know city codes do not deal with the parking in your own driveway. I think that should be addressed somewhat with some very specific language directed at some very specific types of vehicles. Big trailers, motorhomes, big trucks, semis, oversized boats, what have you. I think part of it could be covered by another code of the city, which is deals with fencing. City has a code on fencing that you cannot have a privacy fence sticking out beyond the front of your house over 4 foot tall. All this equipment is 8, 9, even 11 foot tall, and it's blocking line of sight. So I think that code getting out of our neighborhood. We are a well-mannered kept neighborhood. We're not a commercial parking lot. We belong in a commercial parking lot.
Thank you, Mr. Singleton. I'll share that per Police Chief Lester, there's a workshop planned to talk about the parking and the trailers because we have some other issues. And if you make sure Clerk Sally Hart has your information, we'll make sure you're invited to attend that workshop and be able to give additional input if you so wish. But that it's not an agenda. We can't take action on anything like that tonight. That's why I had the ground rules before, because otherwise we get all wonky. But I know that that's on the plans to be on the agenda in the future.
I would like to attend that workshop and put in my 2 cents worth. So, but anyway, that's the situation. And it also depreciates the value of our property if we were anybody who would want to sell the property.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did receive a message on my chat that this microphone is not working, so we're just going to. Have to deal with that for the remainder of the evening for now. I don't know that it's connected correctly. AV difficulties is something that's happened a few times over the pandemic as we've done virtual. So it doesn't appear that that mic is completely connected, but other mics are picking it up. So for any other public comment, we'll just have you speak up. Is there anyone else that signed up to give comment?
No.
Is there anyone else in attendance that would like to give public comment at this time? Seeing none, and is there anyone online that would like to give public comment? If so, you could raise your hand or put it in the chat. We're going to move out of public comment into the remainder of this evening's business. We have a couple public hearings tonight. So the first is a public hearing for the Wellness Park Water Main Extension. I'll open the public hearing for any discussion in that category, the Wellness Park Water Main. We also have JJ joining to discuss this project, the resolution and the plan specs and estimate of cost. That is what will be up in the relevant business for this public hearing. Anyone from the public that would like to address that topic? I would look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Yep. I'll second.
Motion from Millie, second from Danielle to close the public hearing on the Wellness Park Water Main. A roll call vote. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Yes.
Moore? Yes.
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 And that public hearing is now closed. And in front of council is the resolution that would, for this water main extension, for plan spec, estimate of cost, and contract. JJ has joined us online. If there's any questions for him, is there anything that you'd like to say at this time, JJ?
I would just like to say, as far as medians through there, I know our department was not really in favor of that because of the trouble of clearing snow off there.
And AJ, I think you're on the JJ, I think you're on the West Buchanan item.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the public hearing and then the resolution for the Wellness Park water main.
Oh, gotcha.
Is there anything that you had to offer council about the water main
extension? Sorry. Just that we're ready to take off up there on north of the Wellness Park and go about, I think it's about 2,000 feet, and then go east to the edge of the bean field is what Jack Pope and I discussed there a while back.
That works for me. I just wanted to make sure council knew what part of the Wellness Park water main
we're
proposing to extend. Council, are there questions on this? You may recall other updates as we've talked about this project in the past.
Do you know what the cost is, or is that to be determined?
Jack, do you have anything to add as far as cost estimates go?
Yeah, so JJ and his department are doing about 1,600 feet of projects. I don't have any estimates on that. They've got the pipe out there and ready to go with that. What we're bidding is 560 feet of installation, and we're estimating about $80,000 on that part. Yeah, like you said, we're going up North Avenue E and 15th Street extended, and then it'll tie in at Marion Avenue with 15th Street.
Thank you, Jack. That's helpful. Are there other questions regarding this project from council? This is, of course, there'll be more business to come. This is the resolution that continues to get the ball rolling. Of course, we set the public hearing. We're holding it. Now we put it to bid.
I would make a motion to approve this resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. Elaine, for the second. If I haven't missed any discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
Tiger? Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Yes.
And that resolution has passed, and we'll look forward to more related business. We have a second public hearing tonight, which I'll open. This is on the lease agreement proposed with EasyCog for Minibus. This is a public hearing regarding the relationship and agreements that we have with Minibus for their building project and a proposed 30-year lease. If there's any comment in that category?
Motion to close public hearing.
The motion from Danielle and the second from Millie to close this public hearing. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Justy?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Bolt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
And that public hearing is now closed. And for council consideration as a resolution for the county minibus with EasyCog, this is a lease agreement. As we discussed before, we had the Iowa DOT grant for approximately $480,000, 80% of this project. That requires this government entity lease agreement. The only piece that's small that I would draw council to is the landlord lease agreement is for $1 a year. Mm-hmm. Under that rental item number, there's no penalty for early payment. It'd be my recommendation that we write a check for $30 and pay the 30-year lease in full. So there's no issue with
Chelsea, can we swing that?
With billing or it not being invoiced correctly or being in arrears for any strange reason. When I look through all of the details, I think we write, it would be, that would be my recommendation for Kelsey to pay the lease in full. This time, are there any questions on this lease agreement, this resolution that would approve it? It's been reviewed by Kevin. Anything that?
No, it's pretty much a standard lease, except it has terms in there from the PTEG agreement that there's a couple things in there.
PTEG being the Public Transportation Infrastructure Grant.
Yeah, so $480,000. So other than that, it's a pretty standard lease agreement.
Mayor.
Yes, please.
To do the resolution, the motion, would you want us to include that we pay all 30 years in full?
Sure. Since it's a directive that council would make, I'd be fine with that. Yeah.
Okay. I will make the motion. Yes. For the resolution for Washington County Minibus with EasyCog building lease agreement and that we pay all 30 years of our
lease
in full.
Thank you, Danielle, for the motion. Millie for the second. Any other discussion? Sally, please call that roll.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Bolt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
And we'll look forward to continuing that relationship. And that project has begun. They have broken ground. We'll move into new business. The first item is discussion and consideration of the water utility vendor agreement with HACAP for low income water assistance. This is the first that I've seen this in my time, but it seems like a wonderful relationship to have, because there's been people that have had this struggle and this would provide some help with it. Kevin, did you have time to review this vendor agreement, and is there any concerns that you have?
Nope. ACAP does all the work to determine who's eligible. We just did the they were telling the people are eligible. We would accept payments through this program. We have to make sure we keep the records for 4 years on this program so that they can be audited later, since it's federal money.
I have a question. Yeah. How, so you said HACAP determines who's eligible. How?
There are income maximums that they go by. It's on the first page.
No, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not being clear. So is there, how is this program being shared with residents? How are we making people aware that this is a resource?
I think that would be to be determined by staff. We could use the newsletter, post it on the outside of this facility, and through the fact that all elected officials, if they approve it, they would know about it and be able to refer people to it. So I think it's kind of that multifaceted approach. Steve.
Is there any way we can put it on a water bill?
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Like, if there's any information we could put, like, if you're, maybe not. I know that there's not a ton of room on that water bill, but I do think that this is something where it should at least be, you know, people should be made aware of it. I mean, and I think too, we can probably share it with a lot of our partners who also help, you know, folks who are low income, but I think a lot of people have been impacted, you know, and so this would be a good way to, you know, increase outreach. Is this only for the city of Washington and not for any other municipalities? Maybe you don't know that.
No, I have seen this agreement in different cities I represent. So it actually, one of the cities I have has they have an information sheet that somebody has had an issue with their water bill. They just give it to them and say, here's how you contact to assist with that.
And it does seem like individuals that struggle with payment and shutoffs will be in contact with Deb and Linda at the front desk. So making Deb and Linda aware and having the information to them, I think it's going to really connect individuals of need directly with the program. So there's another option.
Yeah, I think it would be good too. I mean, if we could put it in the newsletter and maybe share it with some of our partners at Main Street Chamber. Wedge. I mean, just, you know, have them send it out to their contacts. I think would also be good.
At the very least, I think the water bill might provide other challenges. And
I was wondering, Kelsey, have you had contact with, what did HACAP say? Did they tell you how they were going to get this?
So, no. What we usually do, if somebody calls and they're having trouble, we send them to HACAP. So that's going to be their best way of finding out about it until we can get it in a newsletter or something. Mm-hmm. But I have not specifically talked to anybody with ACAP. I know Sally had a phone call, but that was just to basically get this agreement. I don't think there was any more conversation there, but we'd be more than happy to reach out to make sure we know exactly how we're going to
because I'm sure Renella will share it with her folks out there. But I do just think that if this is a good resource, I think we should try to spread the word.
They did mention the LIHEAP program. Mm-hmm. And many
would also qualify for this.
So there are multiple ways to get the information.
Great.
Thank you for the good discussion. Is there other discussion?
Yeah. Then the city would be the vendor. Is that it? On this form?
Yes, the city is the one who accepts the payments on the app.
Thank you, Millie. Are there other questions on what would be a simple motion to approve this vendor agreement?
I'd like a motion to approve this vendor agreement with ACAP for low-income household water assistance programs.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Danielle for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We'll move forward with that. Our next item for consideration is the more of a discussion item. This is a consideration of a West Buchanan design change. This is in regards to the boulevard. Sally has a memo included in our packet. We have Jack with us. We have JJ. We have Keith that's also attending the meeting tonight specifically for this discussion item. P&Z had recommended that we consider whether the boulevard stays or goes. We've received communication both in support of and against it. Council's options tonight would be to keep it, to eliminate it or to ask for two more weeks to consider it. I open it up to discussion. And maybe Keith or Jack could give us some information from at least the meeting that we had and how that impacts the project financially and what led this to come to council for discussion right now.
Right. So,
and I'm wondering, why don't we use one of these mics? Keith, if you don't mind, we'll just face that the other direction. It picks up really well. Anyone that's online will be able to hear through that microphone better since this one is not working.
Okay, so P&Z had come to the Development Services Department and asked if there was any other option at this point in time for the boulevard. They had had some concerns from agricultural citizens that some ag equipment would not fit down the lanes with the boulevard in there. The lane being a 15-foot lane with curb and gutter on both sides, you would not be able to get some equipment down. We had kind of had some reservations in the past about the boulevard, and they were kind of put to the side, and the boulevard was decided on. I guess we are coming back tonight to discuss it, just to make sure this is what we want to do. I know personally, I've talked to most of the homeowners down on Buchanan, securing temporary easements for the project. I can tell you that there was not anyone that I spoke to that was in favor of it. They all know the road's going in. They've all accepted that the road's going in. But every single person down there asked me why there was a boulevard going in. On top of that, we do have some concerns, and JJ can follow this up. Especially in the winter time, it's maintenance for snow removal. It's going to make snow removal on the maintenance crew very difficult, with just the way the boulevard is constructed, especially if we put trees and plants and things in it. It's going to be very difficult to keep all of those lanes of traffic clear. In the summertime, although this is a lot less of a concern, there will be, you know, additional maintenance in the summer for you know, weeding and mowing and things like that, but that will also have to go. From a construction standpoint, if we can do it as a single without the boulevard, we can mainline pave the whole thing from start to finish. In my opinion, that gives us a better product. It will cut down on costs a little bit. You know, we have an 80% cost share with the DOT. Jack has checked with the DOT. It will not, for this design change, will not affect any of our funding. The project will still be fully funded. The $60,000 mark that Jack came up with for the project was a project reduction, not necessarily a city reduction, because 80% of that would have been covered by the DOT. So that puts us at about a $12,000 savings. And there's going to be some new design that's involved with this. So some of that will be eaten up in additional design costs. So I'm estimating, and Jack can back this up, that we're probably looking at about a $10,000 cost savings directly to the city. I know JJ's crew is not overly in favor of it. I've talked to Nick at the cemetery. He's not really overly in favor of it. And I guess we're here tonight to try to decide if this is what we really want to do. So I would be happy to answer any questions. I know JJ again, Jack is here too, if you want any design changes.
I'd like to hear from Jack quick before we turn it over to council for discussions. Jack,
I'd like to hear from JJ also.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good. Let's start with Jack on what this changes for the design. And what the, and again, we'll have to use this microphone over here because this one's not working.
As far as the design goes, kind of going from 38 foot wide where the boulevards are down to 31 foot wide. So to fix the storm sewer, instead of being 38 foot pieces across the street, they're 31. We've got to do a little bit of a design change there. From an engineering standpoint, boulevard, no boulevard, you know, that's more of a, it's more of an aesthetic thing than anything else. So it doesn't affect. I can't weigh in on that, I guess. And as far as design goes, it's really making the street smaller. The driveways will have a little bit more room to get to those, be less fill. be on the streets will impact properties a little bit less because won't go out as far, quite as far. Much yet.
That's very helpful. Obviously, we may have some more questions for you, but per Fran's request, let's swing to JJ and then we'll swing at the council. JJ, you, yes, we're talking about West Buchanan now. You're up.
Yeah, got that one. Yeah, like I said before, you know, the crew just was kind of almost livid with the boulevard going in there. I can't remember how many are supposed to be in there, like six different boulevards. And I know with the West Washington, it's, you know, it's not impossible to clean snow off there, but it does make it a lot easier without those on there. And I'm sure that the local farmers would not like, you know, have them on there with their equipment. But I guess that's, you know, obviously it's a lot cheaper as you've heard here recently, but so be more maintenance friendly too, as far as that goes.
That's helpful. Thank you, JJ. Unless there was any specific questions for JJ, I'll just open it up to council discussion. Millie and I discussed briefly beforehand, and we get one chance to do the project correct, and whatever correct is, because the street is a 50 to 75 year project. After that, I think it's overlaid. So it's arguably a 100-year, 250-year project that will exist however we choose, way beyond all of our lifetimes.
So no pressure. Great.
Because we want to support ag, if that's the issue. We want to support a good project. If that's, you know, we get one chance. Obviously, the road is the big picture 100-year plan for the city of Washington, and the road goes in. It's a matter of whether the road is a boulevard.
Well, I guess, I'm sorry. I guess my question would be, why did they decide to do a boulevard in the first place? And I will just say, here's kind of my thought. Like, okay, so we're going to save money by not putting it in. The people who live there don't want it. It's going to be harder to maintain if we put it in. Like, I mean, I live a block off of the boulevard on West Washington, and I can't tell you how many people I see who live on that street who can't, like, there's one way you can get out of your driveway because it's a one way, you know? And so everybody has to circle around to get out. Like, to me, it doesn't make sense to do this. If the people who live there don't want it, it's going to cost us more money. It's going to cost more money in maintenance and time.
As I facilitate accurate discussion, I can't answer a couple. I know that there's cutouts in the boulevard for the driveways, which is why JJ was mentioning how there's like there six boulevards. But the other part, what we were told for reasons included a speed control was one, which I've received conflicting information about, and a buffer truck traffic was another, and then beautification adjacent the cemetery was a third. So as when I was in that sit down, it was very important to me that, you know, boulevard or not, that there still be appropriate landscaping that's a buffer between what is arguably a park, our right. cemetery,
right.
and the schools and E. And I mean, I think there can be a very attractive, successful project either way.
I think it would be beautiful. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, but I also think that it would be.
There's some issues.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Danielle.
Yeah.
Other discussion going down the line, Steve.
I've discussed it with Jaron, and I had discussed this with Brent before, and Mr. Murphy had discussed it with me a couple times, and he was the only one that actually came out and said anything about it. But I agree that I personally don't. I think we need a boulevard. I think we need a street. Okay. But I think we need some way designed into that to be able to make sure you can't tell me that an 18-year-old kid's going to end up a quarter mile or an eighth mile blacktop or paved road. It's not going to turn into a drag strip.
Yeah.
Something's got to be done. I mean, if we have to do something about that, whether it's
rumble strips.
Yes. Yeah. Speed bumps, whatever. I don't, you know, it doesn't really make a difference, but we have to do it.
And one design that we do have in there is the S curve that starts at the, like, Rick Miller's house. There is an S curve in there that will remain in there. And that was another major speed control issue that we put in there. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have the quarter mile raceway. We did try to put that curve in there to affect some. You know, we will have a small straightaway in front of the houses, and then another small straightaway after that. But that
that S-curve will remain in the middle.
The other thing that I know is that with the S-curves, no matter what, we're going to have to do something to control speed, because there's kids that like to drift. And that's, I mean, you put that many hoop-de-doos and S-curves through there, there's going to be a drifter go through there. We have to do something about it.
What are you talking about?
There's kids that race cars that when they... They race sideways, and it's not.
It's fine. Steve has his comments, and we keep it focused.
You think it doesn't happen, but
no.
There's also a video game called Tokyo Drift that you can do it in the.
Saying we have to do something about speed, and the other thing is we definitely have to do something to make it beautiful. Okay, mm-hmm. It can't be something that when we get done, people are going to look at us and go,
"Oh, we messed it up."
No, we need to think this out and do it right. And Jack, I hope you can get us somewhere where we can make it beautiful with it.
Well, thank you for that, Steve. Millie, I do have some videos to show you about drift racing for winners.
I'm not a landscape architect. I know there was some conversations that have been held with a group about whatever the beautification is going to be down there. Certainly moving boulevards, yeah, there'll be an opportunity on the north side of the road mm-hmm. then to do something along there between what's the back of curve and the trail, the 8-foot trail, and get through there. So there is opportunity in there to do that. Mm-hmm. And be quite honest with you, we climb boulevards, you'll see them across the state, they get paved over after a certain amount of time because people are tired. As far as from a speed issue, we do have, it's H or F Avenue, whatever is going to be there. We've got a fake intersection there now. We could, there's always an opportunity for a stop sign there. Halfway in between wastewater plant and E, at least mm-hmm. maybe traffic that way.
Okay. No, that's very helpful. Thank you, Jack. Since we're kind of moving down the line, Millie, right. Did you have?
Well, I'm all in favor of beautification. I love plants and trees and all that. But I do think we have to take in consideration practicality. And so while a boulevard would be nice, I can see several reasons why, maybe we should rethink it and take the planting you were going to do in the boulevard and put it, in between the street and the cemetery, or, use that money elsewhere. I do think that we do need to think down the road a little bit and realize that it might not be the most practical thing.
Thank you, Millie.
Go either way.
Isla, are you ready to share thoughts?
Yes. I know the boulevard over by the high school was put in to save those young oak trees. And that was,
they're nice. Yeah.
And that was a good choice there. I assume there's no, those crab apples or something are not included in any kind of, no. So I think the boulevards would be a pain for the maintenance people for sure to clear snow and stuff. So.
Actually taking the boulevard out might actually save a tree or two on the homeowner side.
How?
Because there's several that are right on the edge that we're going to have to take out due to construction. And if we move that 3.5 foot north, there's a good possibility that we may be able to avoid several of those.
Oh, that's helpful.
So the road would come in.
I thought it comes in from both sides.
Move in 3.5 foot.
From both each side.
The north side would come down, the south side would come out. We would maintain the road center line. We would maintain in the center of the right way. It would just go from 38 foot to 31.
And of course, that's 31 foot without anything in the middle. So you talk about a 15 foot issue for ag equipment.
Right.
Then you have 30 feet because then the ag equipment can drive down the middle and hope that there's no oncoming traffic. Fran.
Why are we just now hearing about people not wanting the boulevard? Why wasn't this brought to us at the beginning?
Well, we could look backwards with a fine-tooth approach, but I don't know how prudent it is.
Well, I know, but...
You're following, though?
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, here we got this. We can save $10,000. We can save on maintenance work and equipment and save a tree. This should have been in front of us in the beginning.
Fair comment.
And I would suggest we just get rid of the boulevard and go with the 31-foot street and beautify the edges, of course.
Thank you, Fran. Elaine?
I have one question. How long has it been the gate has been locked there and through traffic has...
You want to know more about the egg traffic in reality?
Yeah, and just out of curiosity and how... because there's been a gate there for years and years, and I just don't know when it's the last time it was ever opened. I'm either way with the boulevard at this point. I think we should not make any hasty decisions. I'd like to see what the plans would be if go before we make the final decision. I'd like to see what the plans are like. I also do agree with Steve. Excuse me. I have seen drag racing down Lincoln and I've seen it up Timber Ridge. And so that could be a serious problem. So just would like to see something.
So I think some information in that vein, Keith, can you, I know Jason Whistler could speak to those that have a key to that gate and have used it for ag access, because the gate has been up for a long time. But as we heard from the audience, I'm under the impression that there has been some key sharing. Keith, can you share anything more about that?
I know there are some local farmers in the area that do utilize the road that do have keys, and we do that because we don't want it open to the general public. So no, the general public doesn't have access to it, but when it is open to the general public, I would think that the ag traffic would increase on that section after it's available, versus driving up to 92 and going over one and back down to one. If they've got that access and the ag equipment fits, they're going to use it. So the people that have keys use the road. The people obviously that don't have keys, it is not open on a regular basis, are probably not trying to access them.
Perfect. I do need to speak to the design part a little bit, because I believe council could, like I said, take 2 weeks to decide boulevard or no boulevard. I do not believe it's feasible to delay the design work again, because it's been designed once at length and then the property lines changed and we had to make adjustments. It was designed a second time. I believe there might be a third that I'm missing. This could be the fourth. It's only the two. Okay, so this would just be the third redesign. So I do have some concern there that we couldn't ask for it to design and then decide on the change. I think we'd have to have a more concrete decision made by council, from my understanding of the project.
I had also just, there's a lot of bicycle people around.
There is the trail still.
Yeah, but they'll be on that road because obviously it's cut off. There won't be any. I'd ask Brent, I think, if there was a bicycle lane along the side, going to be along
there's
the side.
Not a bicycle lane island, but there is an 8-foot path versus a normal sidewalk.
So it's part of that trailways connection that it could be a future of.
Okay.
All the way along between the road and the cemetery.
Okay, good.
I can't, Bill. I can't open. I can't.
Planning and zoning commission input on this. You mentioned planning and zoning.
Yes, I did. I just don't want to see us devolve.
It's right on point.
Okay.
Right on point to Fran's comment.
Go ahead, Bill.
At the Planning and Zoning Commission, we brought all this to your table tonight and brought this recommendation to your discussion. We said, why wasn't this brought to the Planning and Zoning Commission? Not just the Zoning Commission. We're Planning and Zoning Commission. This was never brought to our attention. And so we made the recommendation to have you revisit. It was talked about that this could, you might have saved a lot of money had you brought this to our attention first. And there was a lot of discussion about taking the boulevards out to save the money we talked about saving. I don't know this, I've only been to two meetings, so I don't even know if that's in the purview of the Planning and Zoning Commission. But I would behoove city government, if planning and zoning means planning as well as zoning, that Planning and Zoning Commission should see, be involved in planning as well as zoning, and maybe some of these things could be done correctly so that we get involved in the planning as well as the zoning, and you don't have these problems. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bill. So back to council, as again, what's on the table is keep it, don't keep it, take, I would say, up to two more. I mean, we've taken this long. If you needed two more weeks to make an informed decision, that would be also on the table. I think those are the three options that I see. If there's another, I'd open it up to council to tell it to me. I think we've had good discussion. We've gone all the way around.
So
you could make a motion.
2 weeks would be, there wouldn't be a redesign.
No, there wouldn't be. It would just be like, if you felt like you don't have, I just wanted to, I'm a man of compromise often. If council didn't feel like they had enough information in front of them right now, then that would give you more time to gather that information. I do feel like we've had, Keith has taken time to be here this evening. Jack Pope is also here this evening. We have JJ, oh wait, Nick is online also. We have almost all of the players in attendance right now.
Mr. Mayor, so yeah. If we wait, I mean, what does that do to
nothing.
Our
it's
timeline?
Just me, like, if council couldn't decide, it was...
No. But I'm saying, like, to our timeline, you know, like, is there, like, are we... When are we breaking ground? Like, when are we wanting to, you know, I mean, like, if we wait, is this going to mess up our timeline for moving forward?
Based on the conversations with the contractor tonight, we're good time.
Okay.
Because I believe the plan currently is to do dirt work or some of the work fall and some of the other work spring, or is it all spring now?
No, they'll try to do pipe work over the winter.
Okay.
Okay.
But that work, the work that they're going to start on is the portion that is not the boulevard. So the goal is not to tear anything up in front of the houses until spring, when we can tear it up, get it done, restore it.
Oh, that's great to know. I'm happy to hear that.
That makes sense.
Off where farm fields are our neighbors, and we don't, you know, if we tear some stuff up and have to leave it through the winter, it's not a big imposition to the property.
Because this would be framed as a change order, Jack. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Other
once we get a final decision, we also have to run it by the DOT, since they're the funding organization, to make sure they sign off on it. And preliminary discussions with them is it wouldn't be a problem as long as the city, the contractor, agree to the change order.
Perfect. All right, let's keep it on track. Council discussion.
Yeah, we have heard all the different players. We've missed two, and I need to hear from Chief and Brandon. Okay. Fire trucks.
Fire trucks. Okay.
Which is going to be better for you, the boulevard or straight street?
What do you think, Steve?
I'm thinking the straight street here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess the whole thing is, Chief, you feel the same way?
Yeah, mostly, I believe. I think the boulevard may have some calming effect for traffic, but I don't believe, you know, overall it's going to do a whole lot for speed between.
It's not a deal breaker for the speed. Are we good to go to Fran?
Yes.
The most one I'm thinking about, and I have to be guilty of it too. How many people from the city go down the three lanes, go out on 92, and debris falls off their vehicle, and it sits there?
No, it doesn't. You stop and you put it back on the
top. I stop and pick it up, but not everybody does. So why are we that's what I'm saying. Because I go out there and there's part of a tree sitting there along the road, along the highway. If they can go through town on a nice street without a lot of stuff in the way,
the wastewater treatment plant.
It's not out on the highway.
Thank you,
safer going with a single street.
Right before you do, is there any other discussion? And it looks like we have a motion that's coming up, which I would entertain.
I make the motion that we next to boulevard and go to a single street.
Second.
So I have a motion from Fran and the second from Steve. Okay. I have the motion from Steve and the second from Fran, rather, to move forward with removing the boulevard from the plans. I'll just move this and then we'll go back up. So I have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion on this? This is a simple discussion. I mean, not a simple discussion, but a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. With unanimous approval, we'll move forward without having the boulevard as part of the West Buchanan Street project. Thank you, everyone, for the much time that you've put in to thoroughly evaluating this for council discussion this evening. We'll continue forward. Our next item for consideration is the employee health insurance renewal for 2022. We have a memo from Kelsey included in the packet that discusses the increase, averages the increase over the chunk of years as basically reasonable and affordable, and her recommendations that we renew the current plan for the coverage year starting January 1, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have the motion from Isla. I have the second from Steve. Kelsey, I didn't want to cut you off. You wrote a lovely memo.
I just wanted to let everyone know, obviously there's a lot of changes in healthcare, and one of the main reasons that we've been able to retain our employees is we have a really good plan for our industry and region. So I just thank the council very much for helping us keep our people, and
Well, no, thank you, Kelsey. So I do have a motion and a second.
I have a question.
Okay, Danielle. Yes.
Okay, are we self-funded?
Partially.
I mean, because I was just curious, are you guys making recommendations on premium increases by your fund balance, or does that go into consideration for how these?
So we are self-funding now with the deductible and out-of-pocket match. With our partial self-funding, we actually saved $106,627 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an incredible tool there. But we have never changed it with the premiums yet. We looked at that a couple years ago, but instead we just increased the deductible and out-of-pocket max. So if the trend keeps increasing, that is something that I think we should look at in the future.
I would agree, because to me, I mean, this seems really, I mean, this seems high, you know, so that's, I know, but like, I for other, you know, municipality or government insurance, it seems high, the premium increase. And so that's why I was wondering if we've ever taken a look at self-funding more fully, or if we have looked at like an outside vendor to assist us, like True North or Acumen or anybody to assist us in that vein.
This is True North.
Oh, True North. It's, have you ever thought about Acumen? Okay, sorry. Not the right place to have that conversation.
Actually, when we look at the benchmarking, we are at 1,000, and other people in our industry are at 1,500, and a lot of them are up to 2,500.
Okay.
Or the deductible. So compared to other people, we're good in our sector. But there was always conversation with maybe figuring out a way, as other cities are seeing these big increases, putting together like a big fully self-funded pool with
other municipalities.
I can't remember, so I guess it wasn't incurred.
That's okay. I was just curious.
No, but it's good thorough discussion.
Yeah, I was just curious, because like thinking about like how you partially self-fund, like if you have a fund balance that helps pay your premiums, like if you guys make decisions based on what that fund balance looks like.
So no, Brent was making a decision on how much we had as a balance build up for what we could do with that on a possible deductible. But okay. Not saying that, I mean, I'm open and looking at other things. I just don't know how to figure that, right?
Sure, sure. No,
So the across the board, Walmart had a 9% increase this year, and we had an extra 5% due to our demographics of, you know, we do have an aging workforce. And it's true. And we had I'm not talking about you. And then the use of planes. We had a lot of, I think we went from like 900,000 last year to 1.6 million this year. So that was the two factors that took us up another.
From 9% to the 15.62.
Gotcha.
Any other discussion?
No, that's all.
That's good for being thorough. So I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. In the meantime, we'll continue with True North and that renewal for January 1. Our next item for consideration is IRE fire suppression foam agreement. We have Chief DeLong with us. He also wrote a nice memo that detailed the required use of foam by IRE, the dollar amount, the access to it, and the proposed agreement that he has worked on. Brendan, what else would you like to share?
You guys got the memo. It's pretty easy. I'm very appreciative of IRE cooperation. They are purchasing all the equipment for this. And one thing I will say that the city of Washington is initially purchasing it to be reimbursed by IRE. So I've worked with them on this for probably the past 3 or 4 months since I really kind of took over. So their insurance company is requiring they have X amount of foam on their property. So here we are talking about that. So just looking for approval of the agreement. We can use the foam at any time for any facility in this town. We use it, we have to reimburse for it, but it's there for our resource. We have access to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're storing it in a heated facility for us out there. So win-win situation for both of us. They need it. We need it with all the industrial stuff we have going on too. I'll entertain any questions that you have. Thanks to Kevin, he put the agreement together for us.
Pretty standard agreement.
Cooperation between two organizations, but is the city purchasing it because maybe we can get tax savings?
That's correct. Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. It's a lot of tax on 25.
There is, yeah. So, and that was one thing we talked about. I mean, they are purchasing all the stuff for our use anywhere in the city, so it's kind of our kid back to them, I guess.
Sure.
Fran.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the IRE fire suppression foam agreement between the city of Washington and the IRE.
A second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. Danielle, for the second. I did have one question that remained. Does the foam expire? And is that taken in? I did not see that in the agreement. If it expires, are we, what happens if it's
there? I think it's
there.
So, okay. In 20 years, if we're all still here and we talk about foam, then we should do that. I did not take that into consideration, but that's
well, there's enough to worry about if it's 20 years.
And is that something too, where like you could do a sharing agreement, like with people who might use it more readily to replace it? I just think about how we used to, kind of transfer out, equipment with the ambulance that used it more readily, like AED pads.
And I could talk to our distributor, the person I bought it from,
I just want to make sure.
I think there's also opportunity coming up that needs to be talked about maybe because we do have a lot more industrial development coming to this town that might require a lot more fire protection. So there might be a need for more fire foam, something sharing with other companies in this town.
Great. Just something to keep in mind too, if we amend the agreement or do another agreement with someone else, if it does expire, that it's not our burden to replace it at our cost.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I do have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for all the detail, Brendan.
Yeah. We have three more items under new business this evening. The next is the resolution that would authorize levying to the county treasurer.
Motion to approve this resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and that's Steve with the second. A roll call vote for this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Bolt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit-Majeski?
Yes.
Steiger? Yes.
And those costs will be assessed. Our next item is a resolution declining to exercise extraterritorial jurisdiction on the Girard property, as is our precedent when requested.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Danielle, for your motions. A roll call vote if I haven't missed discussion. Sally, please.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit-Majeski?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And we'll move forward with that resolution. Our next item is a proposed second reading of an ordinance amending Chapter 69.08, school-related parking adjustments or traffic, no parking zones. Is that correct, Chief?
Yes.
This would be the proposed second reading. Thank you, Fran. Go ahead.
I make a motion we approve the second reading of ordinance amending Chapter 69.8, no parking zones in reference to Stewart School.
Second. Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. Danielle, for the second on this second reading.
You checked with the school, right?
It was a collaboration with Chief and the school superintendent and the multiple complaints that we received to make adjustments according to those specific issues.
Great.
Please call the roll, Sally.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettibedeski?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that will move to a third reading at our next meeting. We'll move into department reports. I have one, or I think Nick has also joined us online, but I would direct council's attention to the email from Superintendent Pesha about closing park restrooms for repair due to vandalism and other issues that have become a problem. He's looped council in. It's not a permanent policy change, but it's an action that's being made. Nick, is there anything that you'd like to add? If you're with us right now, go ahead.
Would like to close them down for a week just to try to curb it for a while and give us time to get some parts in and get some stuff fixed.
Sounds like you're at a ball game.
I am.
Thank you for joining us. I just had a note to bring that up. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I got a question for Nick. Nick, we're going to winterize those pretty soon.
Yes. Well, the rocket slide one, this time of year, we'll just shut that down completely. That's we winterize that one.
I guess due to all the vandalism we're having, would it be advantageous for us to winterize those now and just shut them down for a while?
Well, the rocket slide we do winterize every year. Now, the other two, New Dawn, the wood playset, and Central Park, we typically leave open, year round. From daylight till dusk. I'm open to ideas.
And that might be a focus group for another time. We just wanted to make sure council was in the loop before we, before our park superintendent made big changes, because you guys will get the phone calls.
Well, I would just think, shutting down the restrooms, parents with little kids at the park.
Currently, it's
not going
to go in sub-zero weather.
Currently, it's dangerous for them because of the vandalism and the urinal being knocked off the wall, and closing them is for safety for the families.
Yeah, I'm just saying, to close them completely. I'm sorry.
Saying close them completely, but just for the winter.
Okay.
Workshop item for later. This was more of an FYI.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Unless there's anything else you had.
Nope. That's all I had.
Cutting it off only out of necessity, because we've been going around in some circles ourselves, and I know that I'm afraid that we will just do that too. Chief, did you have anything for us?
As you heard, the vandalism, we also continue to have vehicle burglaries and stolen bikes that we've been dealing with the last couple of weeks. The September report was in your packet, another busy month for the guys, and we just continue to respond to the calls for service and take the complaints as they come.
Any applicant interest in your new hire that you're looking at?
Yes, we had nine applications turned in by the deadline, and only one of those is a certified officer. So we're working on the process of determining who has a post score already on file. We'll need to take that test and set up a task in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thank you, Chief. Kevin, did you have anything for us?
No.
Okay. Sally and Kelsey.
Sure. The only thing I would have is an update from our consultant on the city administrator search. We've received 3 applications.
Thank you, Sally. Kelsey, did you have anything for us?
I had a really good TIF meeting today with Kelly, the consultant that we hired to help me work through that. Still a lot to go, but I wish we would pick something or other resolution coming next month. But it was a good meeting. I felt like I learned a lot. So
will that be with the urban renewal piece as well at that time, or will those be two separate?
I don't know. I did return the questionnaire and answered all the questions that others had about it, so I'm not
100%. So we'll see. Okay, great. Super. Thank you, Kelsey. Shall we do a once around? Let's start on the inside. Isla, did you have anything for our attention?
No, I did have a the citizen who was here called me about the house over there on Van Buren and Perdot Court.
Yeah.
And otherwise, no, I think it's been pretty quiet in our area. So
very well. It was news to me about the vehicle rolling and knocking down his own mailbox.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
It's an impressive sized truck that's parked in that.
Well, and council knows now too. You can take note as we look to discuss that in the future.
I took some pictures.
Besides that, did you have anything for us?
No.
Any news on the WAPAC meeting that we were at and the concert series?
Well, yes, we are beginning to look for our 22-23 season of entertainment for the New Washington Performing Arts Series. Had a great first performance, so we have another one coming up in November. Nothing on Great Places. They still don't have the application online, so we're just in a holding pattern until that happens. So other than that, nothing to report.
Very good. Fran, did you have anything?
Yeah, I got a question. Our meetings are all videotaped and audio taped, is that correct?
It's a Zoom recording that I believe the audio is uploaded because the video is such a large file.
So is it okay for private citizens to videotape us in a meeting?
Yes, that would be an open meeting and absolutely.
Open meeting is legal. Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Because you didn't have my permission to videotape me.
Which would be okay in your own home, but right, since we're in a public setting and a public meeting.
I'm just making sure I got the rules right. Other than that, I have nothing.
Very good. Steve, did you have anything for us?
I got something for AJ.
For JJ?
JJ?
Yeah, JJ, he's on.
Yeah, JJ is on still.
JJ, that problem I had over there with the people that had put the new pipe in and that ditch that had never been taken care of. I had some rain the other day, and I had two of them down my throat because that's not being taken care of.
I will get on that guy again. I will actually call him tonight.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, good. You bet. Appreciate you bringing him back up again.
Other than that, I can't believe it. I'm here after at 65 years.
Oh, happy birthday, Steve. That's right.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Yeah, and I just told Jaron, I said, I can't believe for being a little hooligan I was at 24 years old when I'm sitting here as city council at 65. It's like full circle now.
Are you buying someplace, Steve? Do we need to meet you someplace?
I don't want beverages. Well, happy birthday.
Happy
thanks.
Birthday.
Thanks, Steve. So, Elaine, did you have anything for us tonight?
Nope.
Oh, very good. Before Danielle or a motion to adjourn, I guess there's some of us staff that are going to take the opportunity to be at the Emergency Operations Center for a public information officer course that's Marissa Risen is doing. So we're all jumping on to take the opportunity while it's here in town to learn in that vein. And there's several of us doing so.
I'm so glad you guys are doing that because I know they had a number that they had to have in order to continue to do it.
Well, I feel like there's going to be a takeaway for each of us in a different way too, that will help us, you know, professional development stuff.
PIO training is always helpful. Okay, this is for JJ. I had somebody contact me about a pothole in front of the Y, I think on West 5th. Oh, and he's on the phone.
Yeah. I didn't know. Were you serious too? There is a pothole on West 5th.
Yeah.
Should we email it to him since he's on the phone?
That's fine. I just wanted to bring that up because somebody shared it with me. So I feel like there was something else and now I've forgotten it, but that's all I have. So I would say happy birthday to Steve and I would make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Well, I have the motion from Danielle and the second from Counselor Birthday Boy.
Yeah.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
I never dreamed I'd make 65.